Blog Talk Radio.
It's me. It's me. It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws. And you're listening to the VOC Nation. And if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the host and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
At VOC Nation, this is the morning after, and we're live. We are back on the air after a couple days off. Hope everybody's staying safe and staying dry with the hurricane just barraging the East Coast right now. Well, I guess it's a tropical storm now, but welcome back, everybody. Welcome one, welcome all to the morning after, right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network. I'm Brady Hicks. I've got Granny. What's going on, Granny?
Oh, not much.
Not much. Couple days off. It was nice. It was very busy. Actually, I was sick like a dog today. I wouldn't have been able to make it even if I had been around. So it was pretty bad, but I'm glad to be back
today. I was
going to
do the show yesterday, and Rat Boy was, you know, a little under the weather, and I knew you couldn't be there because it was your mom's birthday. I hope she had a nice birthday and everything. So I just
thought,
I didn't really have much news to talk about. So that's why we didn't do the show yesterday, fans. And like I said, the weather and Mother Nature's playing havoc on, like I said, Brady's of the East Coast. And, you know, so.
Well, you mentioned Rat Boy. I believe we have Rat Boy in the line. Do we not? What's going on, Rat Boy?
Yeah, he's with us today.
Off to the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, if I wake up, thank God there haven't really been. I saw a tornado warning. I woke up down the shore today, right along like the beach in New Jersey, and they declared a state of emergency, Granny, where nobody was supposed to travel. So what do? I pack up my car and I come home. So I'm home now.
You don't listen to those warnings very well, do you, Brady?
Well, I don't really think a whole lot of the leadership that they elected. So, I'll tell you what. The worst was supposed to be between 11 and 4 Eastern time. So I wanted to be home before 11 because that was supposed to be when it got bad. I left. I got up early. I left, and I was back here before 10. So I was good. Meanwhile, Rat Boy is like off in like Never Never Land or whatever from this tropical storm.
I tell
Crazy.
You what, man, it was hard because I was outside videoing. Soon as I opened my door, I got hit by a piece of car from the damn roof.
Really? By a piece
yeah.
of car?
You're
yeah.
not supposed to be out in the storm, Rat Boy. You're supposed to be in shelter, protecting yourself.
I didn't know it was going to happen.
Rat Boy thinks he's stronger
well,
than the storm.
Well, regardless, if a storm is going on, you don't go outside and videotape the silly thing. You're supposed to stay inside where it's safe.
Come on. You know me. I'm a daredevil.
I know.
You
like to be those storm chasers, like those storm chasers and chase those storms,
yeah, that's him.
You know.
That's him. Rat Boy, let me ask you, Granny, you'll like this joke. Rat Boy, if the tornado is carrying tar, does that make it a tornado?
I think so.
I think that's what we got. We got a tornado situation on our hands right now. But seriously,
my lights are flickering back and forth.
We probably should be charging our phones in case the power goes out. I can't even do that much work in my office because, well, you know, I connect remotely to my office, Granny, but our office is without power.
Ah.
So I can't do anything.
Thank God my mom gave
I hope Stroh is safe where he's at.
Me too. Well, I'll tell you what, it should be past Stroh now because it's up our way, but I'm sure that they had it pretty bad because they were closer to where it made landfall.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Philadelphia is obviously, it's like, you know, a good hour and a half from the ocean. So, you know, we're doing okay. I hopefully Stroh made out okay. And I hear, Granny, even though it's pretty dark and windy and rainy right now, we're going to have a sunny afternoon once all this passes.
Yep. In about an hour or so.
Cleaning the tar off his face at that point.
I gotta tell my brother. I don't know if it came from our roof or your next door neighbor, but the next door neighbor's yard, his sunflowers went down.
Oh, wow.
Who would have thought that?
Yeah, and this kid just got out of high school. He said, "Oh, what am I going to do now for the summer?" He started a garden, and, you know, it was looking pretty good, you know, this kid, you know. I know somebody that needs somebody like that for next year, because now he's gotten recognitions from the pictures that I took. They're asking me to find out if they could do the rail yard next year.
Mm-hmm.
They already got a couple of jobs lined up for him.
So what's going on in the news? Anything new? I saw the Bellas had their babies.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things going on. Damn.
Well,
hit me with it. We're going to have Jeff Rowland versus Dominic for SummerSlam.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Is it an
eye
for an eye match?
I'm not sure what kind of match.
It should be.
And Nia Jax is suspended from wrestling.
Indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
And she who was that guy that she knocked out last night? Who is that?
I'm not sure who it was.
I know who it was.
Well, who was it?
He was a wrestler, an independent wrestler, and a promoter. He ran Rat Boy. He ran Jersey All Pro Wrestling, and then he ran, I guess it's PWS, I guess, in Jersey. And
that's where I seen him at.
Yes, yeah,
that's
and
right.
He used to do those conventions too. I mean, he's been around for a while. He got signed by WWE. I want to say 3 or 4 years ago. He stopped promoting, and pretty much he works as a talent scout and an agent for WWE now.
That's where I've seen his face before.
Yeah, yeah.
New Jersey All Pro, because I used to go up there all the time.
Yeah. I've never been to a Jersey All Pro show, but I have driven wrestlers there, like the weekend of a convention.
Yeah.
So.
The one especially in Norway.
Yeah, exactly. And that was Pat Buck. So. I think Pat Buck, didn't he? He's the one, the last time that I really heard about Pat Buck on the indies, he got into a fight with, what's his name? Big Cass.
Yes, yes.
They got into a fight in the locker room or something. And right after
that,
Pat Buck got signed by WWE.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was good to see Pat on TV. I'm glad he's doing well. I know a lot of the agents have gotten sick and stuff like that. Speaking of getting sick, the Eagles coach, Doug Peterson, has it now. He's supposed to be okay. He's asymptomatic. He's just got to stay away for 2 weeks. And he's doing everything by video, Granny.
And plus,
and you heard where the you heard where the Rock and partner of his bought the XFL.
Yeah, that's a big thing. That's a big. I still think it's going to collapse, but that's a big thing. The Rock seems like he knows what he's doing usually, so it's kind of funny. I wouldn't have thought that was a very shrewd investment, but I guess the XFL really, if it hadn't been for the coronavirus, they would have actually turned a profit this year and probably would have continued to build on it, unlike the first time. So they were actually doing well, even though the ratings were going down. You know, they were doing really well with the ticket sales and that kind of stuff, so. I don't know. Be interesting.
Yeah, it will be.
What's your name? Collapsed in a ring last night, Martell Williams.
Who?
Martell Williams.
Oh, Montez Ford and D'Angelo Dawkins.
Yeah, I think Montez got poisoned by either Angel Garza or Andrade or the girl, whatever her name is.
Zelina Vega. Yeah.
Oh, there's something going to happen, okay? I don't know, but they're bringing back a diva. They are bringing back Melina.
Good for her.
Yes, Melina's coming back to the WWE.
If that's true, then that's another huge boost for them. Although they really got to stop hiring people, Granny. They can't manage everybody that they've got.
No, I know.
But.
And Shane McMahon showed up last night with the underground wrestling.
Stroh calling in, guys.
It's funny. Stroh. We're just talking.
Hey,
Stroh. Shane McMahon got banned. Didn't Shane McMahon get fired forever? I feel like they don't even know what their own rules are.
Wow. Well, first off, I survived Hurricane Isaiah. I didn't pronounce that.
Yes.
And watched Brawl for All last night return, which was interesting.
And I
saw people take out a Transformer. Then I was like watching the news all over again.
I know. I was waiting for Goldust to be at fault, like he's like touching the pat, and then he gets the Tourette's again. You know, that's what I was hoping for.
What was that?
I want to get Brady's opinion about Alexa Bliss being turned into Sister Abigail.
I haven't seen SmackDown in a couple weeks. Is that really what they're doing?
Well, he used her for the swamp match thing, and then he came out Friday night and stuffed something in her mouth or something. I don't know if he's turning her, and he had this little figure that kind of looked like Alexa Bliss, you know, or well, not the Fiend, but Bray Wyatt, you know. So I guess he's wanting to turn her into Sister Abigail.
I don't know.
Maybe she tried out on Granny. So she could be in W. Hollywood.
No. Absolutely not.
Oh,
don't even go there.
I'm just kidding.
I am not turning heel, fans. No. Not going to happen.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are, Stroh.
I would like to get away from this conversation. I would like to talk about they would bring back Brawl for All. They're struggling so bad right now that they're going to bring back concepts that they literally have been panning for years.
I think that was worse than Brawl for All, honestly. What was that? I'm still trying to figure it out.
That was a desperate attempt at ratings. That was we haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Shane McMahon had a dancer? What was that? Ridiculous.
My God. It was like Rat Boy playing the whole thing.
I thought he was booking it.
Okay.
Well, listen, last night on Raw wasn't all bad. Like, we got to see the return of Apollo Crews, and obviously he's the unified. I thought they should have saved that for a pay-per-view match at this point because they've been building it up so much. But they're going to do the rematch at SummerSlam. It's cool to see Apollo Crews with the U.S. title now. He's got the new belt, and he's looking real good. You know, I'm glad to see that he was able to come back okay.
Yeah, he looks great.
Oh man!
Yeah, that's probably one of the more positive notes from last night.
Yeah, Stro, what do you think about The Rock buying the XFL with his investment group?
Genius.
$15 million.
Genius!
Wow.
Genius.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, because I mean he's got a background in football, and plus too he can do right now the way. The controversy is with all the sports going on these organizations. I mean, The Rock can really do a lot of good with this. So it's a huge opportunity.
I will say this, and I thought this about Dwayne Johnson for a long time. The guy's like Teflon. Like, nothing bad ever sticks to him. You know, like, in spite of all, like, the nonsense he's been involved with wrestling, people love him. He's become, like, the number one box office guy, like, in Hollywood, you know, it's amazing. He produces. Even when it's bad, people don't care. They can't get enough of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's amazing. And, like, at a time when, like, everybody is getting in trouble for things that they said or did in the past, and certainly, like, a lot of the stuff that he did as The Rock in WWE back in the day, today probably wouldn't fly, you know? But it's The Rock. Nobody can, everybody can overlook it because it's The Rock. Everybody loves Dwayne Johnson. And I can't decide because I feel like the XFL can't win. But, like, hey, man, if you get something that always loses and somebody that always wins and you put them together, I feel like you got to at least break even.
Right. We'll see, but I wish him luck. I think it's a huge opportunity for him, really.
And Vince McMahon really can't lose from it either, because either he sold it and it went belly up, or The Rock turns it into something and Vince McMahon was the one that created it.
That's my boy.
Good shit. Sit, I said, Granny, not the S word. Good sit. oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so,
new
Bella
enough,
baby
please.
Voice? New Bella baby boys, by the way. They both had boys.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Bella cousins. Go ahead.
I got an update. I don't know if you guys seen it, but AEW had their women's tag team tournament last night.
Well, it'll air on Wednesday, right? So.
No, I don't think so, because they aired this one on YouTube last night.
Oh, so who won?
All right, Brandy and Allie defeated Penelope Ford and Mel.
And Mel?
And Mel.
Who's Mel?
I don't know.
From
Mel.
Melanie Cruz.
Yep.
Melanie Cruz.
Mel from Alice, the TV show Alice.
and Annie J. With
Mel Silver from 90210.
Yeah.
The Dennis. Go ahead, Redwood.
Annie J. And
Tay
Conti defeated Nyla Rose.
And Arion.
What's
Arion.
Her name?
Arion.
Irene.
Arion.
Arion.
Arion. Can people not hear me while they're talking? It's Cameron from WWE, from Total Divas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
good. And Medusa kicked off the whole tournament.
Really? Was she teaming with Heidi Lee Morgan?
No, she introduced the kickoff of the tournament.
Oh, okay. Wow, I hope they pay her good for that, because WWE's not going to use her again now.
She didn't bring out the belts and then throw them in the trash can, did she?
That'd be funny. That'd be funny. That should be her thing. Oh, man.
I think tonight is the second half of the tournament.
Oh, wow.
So this isn't going to air? I thought this was going to air on AEW Nitro. It's not?
Maybe for the championship for belts.
Okay. I got you.
The winners.
I got you. Yeah, there's too much wrestling, man. I can't keep up with it all.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Oh. So what else we got? Anything else before we get into the crazy VOC Nation stuff for this week?
All right. Last night, the lights kept on blinking off and on. Box has been flipped over.
Same here.
And all of a sudden, there's five guys.
Yeah, they got the hurricane in there.
There was five guys up on the damn roof shutting off the transformers and all that stuff on fire on the damn roof last night.
Yeah,
well,
It wasn't Tozawa and the ninjas, right?
I'm not sure if they were the ninjas or not. They're not saying.
Which transformer did they shut off? Optimus Prime?
Oh, wow.
They shut off some...
Bumblebee?
I'm not sure what's going to happen there.
You know who I liked? You know, my favorite Stro was Starscream. This guy was a heel through and through. I don't know how much you guys watched this when you were younger, but this guy was always plotting to overthrow Megatron. And then, like, anytime Megatron caught him in the act, he would about face and just be like the sniveling follower. It was the most amazing. I wish WWE could bring in 15 Star Screams for their television. It would be amazing, amazing stuff. They should have flipped him on.
Right.
Oh, man. Good old Star. Megatron! What else we got?
This might be all new order because it's a new stable that's coming in, but we don't know who they are.
They're not part of the Hurt Locker, right?
They're not the ninjas either.
The ninjas. They're not the Hurt Locker. They're not the Spanish conquistador guys. I don't know.
They're not the Riot Squad either.
The Riot Squad back. Yes, how about that?
Yeah,
women's tag team division. It's almost time for women's intercontinental tag team champions.
Yeah.
That'll be next.
Iconic.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Great stuff. I'm excited. I am. No, it was great. It was good to see. I mean, because it just felt out of place. Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan don't have to team together all the time. But it seems kind of silly to have them at odds if they're both baby faces. So I'm glad that they were able to work out their differences there.
Yeah.
I just can't wait till next week.
Well, you're the only one, I think. No, I can't wait. It'll be fun.
KO versus Randy Orton.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Edwin, Granny, I'm sorry, I haven't gotten to see SmackDown yet, so I'm going to catch up with it today, so I'll be able to give you a better opinion of what I think about Bray Wyatt and Alexa. And I just assumed it was like a one-off thing at the pay-per-view because of bad writing, but if they're going to continue the storyline, then I have to see it before I can really weigh in, but I am curious. So.
No big deal.
Yeah. So that's about it. So tonight on VOC Nation, of course, at 6 Eastern, we're going to have a classic, actually at 5 Eastern, let's start with 5 Eastern today, a classic episode of In the Room from 2015. Loudy and Xavier Cross, I always want to say Xavier Woods. Loudy and Xavier Cross are going to be on the program. It's a classic episode from 2015. Just a great time talking to those guys. And then at 6 Eastern tonight, Shelly Martinez from WWE, from TNA, taking your calls and talking pretty much anything you guys want to talk about. I think she announced open forum tonight, so you guys can
All right.
Call in 657-383-1666. I know Malcolm and Mike and all the pervs, and Granny will be there too, but she's not a perv. They'll all be there. They're not pervs, of course. I am just playing. But I'm sure all the callers, I'm sure Steven will be there trying to get all his stuff in. It'll be a great time. So you guys need to call in 657-383-1666. That's at 6. Now at 9 Eastern tonight, Rat Boy, you ready to get reckless? We're going to get reckless tonight.
Are we?
We're going to get reckless. It is Reckless Donnie Hart. This guy's a monster. He's one of the last guys trained by the late Larry Sharp of the Monster Factory. And he's been going through, he was in jail for a little bit. He was going through some stuff. He lost his brother. He's been just up and down this roller coaster called life. But Reckless Donnie Hart going to be joining us on the program tonight. Such a good kid, and I can't wait to talk to him. It's been a number of years, really, since I've had the chance. He is truly a scary dude. He really is. So I think it'll be a good time. And what an amazing story, the way this guy has turned his life around. So it'll be fun. Rat Boy, do you know Reckless Donnie Hart? You've met him before, right?
Yes,
I did. Big guy, used to have a mohawk. Yeah.
Yes, I remember him real good.
He's a scary guy.
Yeah, he did scare me. That's why I ran out of the damn building.
He used to strobe back in the day when I was with this company called New Moon. We kind of had like a mini feud going on with the Monster Factory where he was. And, you know, I mean, it was little stuff here and there, you know, like imposing on the other's territory or whatever, as if like South Jersey has like its own territories. But that's what they did. It was crazy. But, yeah, they used to send, like, Donnie Hart and others to, like, kind of mess with us and stuff. It was, like, and it was pretty scary, I got to admit. When you see a 300-pounder with a mohawk who's just, like, jacked, you know, coming to, like, kind of get in your face. It's scary. But he's a great guy. He is. I've gotten to know him real well over the years since that time. And, like I said, I haven't talked to him in a long time, but I'm excited to talk to Donnie Hart tonight. He is truly reckless. So I think that's it. So tonight in the room, classic episode at 5, 6 Eastern, Shelly Live. And at 9 Eastern in the room, welcoming Reckless Donnie Hart. Of course, be sure to stay tuned to VOCNation.com for the latest breaking updates as far as the VOC Nation radio network goes. Don't forget to go to VOCNation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link, and you'll be able to buy any of our fantastic T-shirts there. We've got more designs on the way. I know I keep saying it. I'm just waiting to hear back from the artist, and then we're
go
with the new rollouts.
I got a good one
with the new rollouts.
I got a good one for you, a good saying. Rap
you know what
boy.
He's like?
Listen, rap boy.
I don't have a
new
choice, do I?
Worldwide order.
Joe, you know, like in Breaking Bad, when like they want to stop the car, so they throw the chains with the little spikes to blow out the tires. They throw them across.
Yeah.
That's Rat Boy. I'm Granny. I'm almost there. I'm home free, and all of a sudden, Rat Boy throws the spikes right in front of my car.
I know.
Be sure to go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating and a great review there, and that's gonna do it. Everybody, we'll talk to you tonight. Everybody, have a great night. And
everybody.
Shelly live and in the room.
Bye bye.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are. And we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steiger of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.